America, America.
The psalmist said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Habakkuk the prophet said, "Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known." This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
And I welcome you to the Friday edition of A Call for Revival. Friend, I'm glad to be bringing you this little five-minute radio broadcast. I hope that it will stir you about getting right with God, moving forward for God in these days. I know we lived in trouble. We're living in troubled days. But let me tell you, we're still living in good days to serve the Lord. Don't get discouraged. You stay in there for God. Father, will you bless our broadcast and use it for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm preaching this week on being spiritual in unspiritual times. You say, what happened? Naomi started home. Naomi's sitting there in Moab, terrible time, up in Israel. Everybody's doing what's right in their own eyes. But Naomi said, hey, I'm going to do what's right. And I say this, it takes a lot of courage to do what's right. You may owe somebody an apology today. You may owe your wife an apology. You have to go back and apologize to her. You may owe somebody you work with an apology. You need to go back and apologize to them. You may owe some church member an apology. You may need to go back and apologize to them. Be spiritual in unspiritual times. You see, spirituality is not altogether jumping pews and shouting and waving flags. Sometimes it's wronging righting wrongs, excuse me. Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, it's getting back to where you used to be. Amen. If you're backslid, you get back to where you used to be. You see, Naomi's Christian life was put on hold for 10 years. For 10 years, Naomi's in Moab. She didn't grow. She didn't read the Bible. She didn't build an altar. She didn't do anything. For 10 years, she didn't know anything about it. But now she's coming home to the house of bread. Boy, there's some of you need to come home today. I do believe this. I believe God is a God of a second chance. I believe people abuse that. But and by the way, you may never get back to the ministry that you were doing. I mean, if you're a preacher and you've had an affair on your wife, no, you're not to get back in the pulpit and preach again. But I tell you, there's other things you can do. And don't you let the devil trick you about that. I mean, you ought to live for God, walk with God, stay with God in this hour. And brother, you ought to get right and live the rest of your days right with the Lord. Amen. Old David messed up. I was reading that just the other day. David, the Bible said Joab went out to battle and David tarried still at Jerusalem. He made a mistake. When David got idle, he made a mistake. And some of you have made some mistakes in this unspiritual day, in this world of weirdness, in this world of coldness, in this world of darkness. Maybe you've made a mistake. It's time to come home, ladies and gentlemen. Get right with God. Right now, while I'm preaching, you ought to get on your knees and get right with God and say, God, I'm going to get right with you. I'm going to raise my family right. I'm going to raise my children right. I mean, listen, just because you've done messed up, don't mess the rest of it up. Just because you've already lost some things, don't lose any more. Get right with God. Don't wait till tomorrow. Get right with God now. I mean, Naomi started home. In unspiritual times, Naomi started home. Amen. The Bible said in the book of Galatians, chapter number 6, verse number 1, a verse you don't hear read much anymore in these days. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. You know what us preachers ought to be doing? We ought to rebuke people in love. You know why? For it could be me that the devil has in the snare. It could have been me that the devil's had in the trap. It could have been me that the devil used somebody to get me out of church or to get me away from the Bible. It could have been me. We better be careful, preachers. We better be careful, preachers' wives. We better be careful, deacons. Better be careful, deacons' wives. We think we stand. We think we got it all. We think we're God's gift to the ministry. I tell you, the devil's around the corner. He's there every day. He never stops. He never quits. And we better be careful. Now, listen, I'm going to say this. That don't mean that I yoke up with sin. That don't mean that I'm sympathetic to people who will not repent. You got a lot of people who want a second chance. You have been listening to A Call for Revival. A Call for Revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek thy face, God, please bless America.